The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
Here's Bill Myers.
And if you call, it's to check in with Mr. Outdoors, Greg Roberts at rogueweather.com here with the Outdoor Report. How you doing this morning, Greg? Welcome back as always.
Doing good, Bill. You know, already keeping track of some pretty eventful weather over at the coast. At 7 o'clock, we had a marine warning cancel for a thunderstorm off of the Curry County coast that was looking like it had the potential to produce a waterspout. So I was sitting and watching the radar on it, looking for anything that would say, yeah, this thing's really intensified, and it probably did produce a waterspout. I didn't see that. And then again, the Mount Ashland radar, situated where it is, it's great for picking up things at a distance. It's terrible for seeing stuff down lower. So the cell for what you can see definitely had some rotation to it, but I didn't see the kind of intensification and rotation signature that we saw earlier this year when it went beyond being just a water spout. We had a tornado.
Now, a water spout is nothing. Now, a water spout is nothing more than a tornado on water, right? That's all it is?
Well, it's definitely a vortex, mm-hmm. and we will call it that. Although, when you look at the mechanisms how water spouts form, it's pretty much like what we see over land with land spouts. They form on boundary layers, and they go from surface up, not cloud down.
Okay, all right.
And, you know, it's the cloud down ones that are really especially violent. And you were talking to me off air and mentioned, you know, what happened with that yacht.
Yeah, the yacht with the big high-tech mogul who ended up dying along with a bunch of other people.
Right. And based on everything they could see at that time, the storm and everything, they believe it did produce a tornadic water spout that came down and basically just smashed that yacht with almost no warning. And in those situations, yeah, unfortunately, you're going to have the outcome that we saw happen there.
A lot of people don't understand the power and the weight and inertia that and the energy that would be transferred when water ends up being, you know, smashed down upon you. You know, you just think about just the weight of a gallon of water should tell you
right.
a lot. Just imagine a million of that, right?
Yeah, and, you know, when you're dealing with these kind of things, you combine the wind component, you combine the water hammer effect. I mean, there's a lot of things that go into making water spouts, especially if they're really tornadic, like that one was in the Mediterranean. You know, that it's a... I'm trying to search for the right way to put it where people could understand it, but the damage potential, the sheer kinetic force, not too many things are going to withstand it.
Yeah, agreed. Hey, I wanted to revisit last weekend because you had talked about the potential for hail in that storm that we had last weekend, and mm-hmm. I had just a massive amount of rain at my property over by Roxy Ann
yeah.
Peak, and... Though I did get a couple of emails after the fact, though, that there were some people in Southern Oregon that took some real damage, and 1 inch hail is what a couple of guys wrote me talked about in their barns. They were out in some rural areas of Jackson County, and it was stripping the paint off of barns because of the immense hail. So, but I guess the hail was just isolated. You didn't see that in big, wide areas, apparently, but you were right. It was there. It was there.
No, we had... two severe thunderstorm warnings in Jackson County last Saturday, and I think the one that produced probably the biggest impact, especially resulting from hail damage, was the last one that happened right around 7 o'clock. And that cell moved kind of in between Jacksonville and Phoenix mm-hmm. and then moved to the northeast. So you were probably right on the edge of the main core, which is where we had that strongest hail signature because I could watch it and was watching it. And where we're at down here near South Medford High School, we actually never did get any hail out of it at all.
Hmm.
What we did get was a really good downpour that if you sustain that downpour, we're looking looking at probably about an inch per hour rate of rainfall.
Yeah, it was very intense.
Didn't last that long.
Very intense, and I know the one. There was a good side of that though. My car was filthy; it was pretty clean by the time that storm was done.
Civic sitting out here in our driveway that I keep going. You know, I really ought to get that thing down to a car wash and just give it a good run through. By the time that cell got done with it, I'm not kidding, it looked like it had been through the car wash.
Yeah, gotta love that. Mr. Outdoors with me this morning, Greg Roberts at RogueWeather.com. Let me grab a line here for you. You got a question for Mr. Outdoors? Hi, good morning. Who's this? Welcome.
Hey, this is Lauren at Eagle Point.
Hey.
I wanted to talk to Mr. Outdoors about, has he heard anything about crabbing over at Charleston? I'm going to be over there for 4 days this next week with my church group, and want to know whether to get a permit.
Well, the only thing I know about it is, by all accounts, it's been good. We've got some crab in our freezer right now from people who were over in that area last week, and they were pulling full pots every time they went and brought them up after leaving them on a soak. And I do know this, the longer you leave your pots on the soak, the more crab you're definitely going to have in there. You're going to be pulling limits, you know, depending on how big a trap you've got.
Yeah. What was that, Lauren?
Yeah. I got a square when I got to do dock. I don't have a boat, but I just wanted to make sure what I had to do. So thank you for letting me know.
Yeah, depending on the size of that thing, if it's any kind of size at all, you're going to be having a limit if you give it a good soak, because the crab over there, they're really active right now, and, you know, it's definitely great, and we don't see anything right now that looks like it's going to change that significantly, meaning I don't expect to see a lot of rain pushing a lot of fresh water into the estuaries, which tends to move the crabs out.
All right. When it comes to rain, though, what should we be expecting for today, tonight maybe? And I know that tomorrow, I guess, things are going to start clearing up for the weekend, and then you just get out and go play, I guess.
Yeah, and, you know, thunderstorms are going to be possible pretty much throughout the day today, although as the sun gets higher in the sky, it will definitely help destabilize the atmosphere further and get more shower activity going, get more thunderstorms going. The activity we're seeing at the coast this morning, a lot of it is being driven by, you've got all of that air pushing in towards the coast. Then you have the coast range acting as a big air dam, and that tends to throw everything vertical in the atmosphere. And that's exactly what we're seeing this morning. That is all going to be progressing inland. And then we get our terrain lift here, and it will definitely enhance whatever shower activity is going to get going and give us potential for thunderstorms. Again, I don't expect anything severe, even though we've had that, you know, marine warning this morning. Here inland, I don't expect that we'll see anything like what we saw last Saturday, but the storms that get going today, just looking at the profile, looking at the atmosphere, definitely, you know, you're going to get lightning. You have to have lightning to have a thunderstorm. You definitely can see downpours happen, some gusty winds, and yeah, smaller size hail, about pea size, looking about right. You can get all of those things with a thunderstorm that's going to be developing. And we may have the potential to see an isolated storm or two continue in the overnight hours, and that will include all of Jackson and Josephine counties.
All right, very good. But that's going to taper off, what, tomorrow morning, and by middle of the day, Saturday, we're into pretty decent weather for the weekend.
Yeah, the way this looks for tomorrow, we're going to have what we call the gradual wind down. And what that means is, you know, for Medford, we probably start drying out, I'd say probably midday, and then whatever shower activity looks likely to develop, because tomorrow is way less a chance on thunderstorms. So just regular showers over near higher terrain. So this is one of those times where Medford could be dry, and then you get out Shady Cove area, or you get out right around the mountains, Gold Hill, Rogue River, Weimer, those areas.
Yeah, how about Grants Pass getting out into the Illinois Valley? Is that going to be wetter, probably?
Grants Pass Yes, you know, it'll depend on what we're seeing for storm motion tomorrow, meaning what direction are they moving. But I would expect Grants Pass may still have a higher chance than Medford in the afternoon, but lower than, say, Illinois Valley, you know, O'Brien area.
Okay. All right. And is it worth going out fishing after this kind of storm activity? What do you think?
Yeah, actually, it can be. You know, we're starting to get to that time of year where the fish are going, oh, we need to get back on a feed, and getting these cooler conditions definitely helps trigger a bite. You know, again, next week we're going to be getting back to very stable and hot conditions. So fishing, if it doesn't pick up this weekend, it will definitely be picking up again next week.
And next week's temperatures are really kind of about normal, aren't they? We're pretty darn close to it.
We're going to be about where we should be right now, the way it looks. Early week, Monday, Tuesday, definitely look to be the hottest days of the week as it sits right now. But, yeah, we're going to be far closer to, you know, our average temperature than for sure what we're seeing today and into the weekend, because especially today with the center of the cold pool of air right over the top of us, we're going to be looking at temps probably much more like what we would see beginning part of October.
All right, very good. Hey, Greg, wanted to talk about an article before we take off from the Outdoor Report. I popped you this article from BGR.com.
Yep.
And it had to do with, no one can figure out why the Atlantic Ocean is cooling at record speed. And that's really interesting, because everything you read is normally about the Earth has a fever. And yeah, the only thing that will solve the fever is more cowbell, as they jokingly say from Saturday Night Live. But more likely going gangrene and such. But now the Atlantic is cooling really seriously very quickly. And what does that end up doing to weather patterns when the oceans have a big cool down like that?
Well, the first and most obvious impact is for all the hyperventilating that was created by National Hurricane Center and then weather pages across the internet last week going, oh my gosh, this is going to be terrible. We're going to wind up having 24 hurricanes and it's all going to happen before the end of the season. Wait a minute. The ocean's cooling, and at the peak of hurricane season, it's pretty rare to see what you're going to see right now when you look at the 7-day extended forecast from the National Hurricane Center. No activity expected at all.
Oh, okay.
And we're at the peak of the season right now, and that is the first biggest impact of what those cooler ocean temps have meant. And again, this is, I'm trying to think of the right way I want to put this. This is the cold slap in the face of reality to everybody who cherry picks data because there was money in it for them. Fear sells. And the interesting part is the louder and more shrill they scream and try and scare the hell out of everybody, Mother Nature seems to come along at a regular interval and pull the rug right out from underneath them.
Yeah,
and that's exactly what's happened here.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of
no.
Okay, well, it kind of reminds me of what's the solution to high prices? High prices, right? And then people, and then what's the solution to high temperatures? Well, Mother Nature comes out of it and then cycles it back down. Now, if we end up going into more of a La Nina pattern, is that a colder, drier pattern or wetter? I forget. No, I never get it right.
Wetter.
What's that now?
Colder, wetter.
Colder, wetter.
And
okay.
All the long-range forecasting. In fact, Farmer's Almanac, since they're the youngest and not old, they tend to try and get their long-range seasonal outlooks just as fast as they possibly can. And they did release their outlook for the winter this week. And lo and behold, they're forecasting a classic La Nina for us. Cold, wet. Now, of course, if you're Mount Ashland and Mount Shasta Ski Park,
they like that.
Tremendous news.
Yeah.
That's exactly what you want to see, especially coming off last year where we didn't have skiing at Christmas vacation. Looking at the overall picture, that's the word I'm looking for there. Man, the overall picture says for sure wet for us for the winter. Where the split comes is the disagreement on when the La Nina fully kicks in And it's about a 50-50 split right now on these longer range forecasting services. Old Farmers is going to be releasing their winter outlook here in the next couple of days. But right now, the one consistent is that wet appears.
Okay.
So I think we're going to see a classic La Nina pattern. You know, again, I'm still shocked that considering how strong the El Nino was, that it only lasted 1 year. That still blows my mind because that's not typical for El Ninos to last just 1 year. And then looks like you go right into a La Nina without any period of what we would call ENSO neutral conditions, meaning average water temps doing exactly what they should be doing for the time of the year. We didn't get that at all. It went one extreme to the other. Now you've got the Atlantic doing what it's doing. So in reality, we can say the two biggest ocean basins in the world, the Atlantic and the Pacific, are both really cooling off at an extremely rapid rate. End result will be, I think, most likely, obviously wet and potentially really cold. And if you love seeing snow on the valley floor, I think right now what we can see developing says we will probably have better than average chances of seeing snow on the valley floors.
All right, very good. Hey, Greg, thanks so much for the report. We will catch you next Thursday because I'm off for my 45th high school reunion next weekend, heading over to Milan, Ohio, where a class of about 150, and trying to see how many of us are left because I think we've already lost 20, 25 of them over the years. It's amazing. You know, get a few years in.
And we were talking about this too off the air. Morbidity tables and statistics, they don't lie. And unfortunately, what you told me, given the size of your class, yeah, that would be about right. I went to a small private high school in Sacramento. We had a class of 50, and we're already 12 down out of that group approaching our 45th.
Yeah, the insurance actuaries know their stuff. They know how many are going to drop over the years on average. That's
by
for sure.
By the way, I want to throw something out real quick and just kind of a proof of things. For the party proclaiming themselves as happy and joyful,
oh yeah,
I put a post up on Rogue Weather yesterday, totally for fun, going, economy's so bad, even Santa had to get a side hack. And it shows Santa and the reindeer, and they're dropping retardant on a fire.
Oh, yeah.
Two people messaged me and said, I shouldn't be putting out false information like that, and they weren't kidding.
Oh, come on, you were having fun. You were telling a joke. All right.
I went and delved into both the first one and the one who was really furious at me from California. And I kid you not, the cover photo on their page was Harris Waltz 2024.
Oh, I love
the
it.
The second one was from Illinois, and it took me a little more digging in their profile. It wasn't immediately obvious, but found out, oh, Kamala Harris supporter.
Yeah.
What happened to all that joy?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I'm just thinking, I just love the song.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy,
That's what the whole week was, my friend, but you be well. We'll talk Thursday. Have a great weekend, Greg. All right? Thank you.
You too, Bill.
Greg Roberts, once again, RogueWeather.com with the Outdoor Report and everything else that's going on. Outdoor Report sponsored by Oregon Truck and Auto Authority on Airway Drive in Medford. It's 729.
Drake's Paint and Supply, your only locally owned paint store, is now open in South Medford. The South Medford store offers the same top quality Benjamin Moore paint and stain and all the equipment and supplies the North Medford and Grants Pass stores offer, with the legacy of service and value Drake's is known for. Drake's Paint, your local Benjamin Moore dealer, with three Rogue Valley locations to serve you in North Medford on North Pacific Highway, Grants Pass in the Parkway Village, and now in South Medford between Central and Riverside, just north of where the two combine.
Ready to upgrade your roof to a durable, sleek metal option? Look no further than Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. With our state-of-the-art snap-lock machines, we bring precise and efficiency right to your doorstep. No need to worry about transporting materials. We come directly to your project property. Visit StephenWestfallRoofingInc.com and discover the ease of quality of metal roofing done right. Transform your home with Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. Call today, get an estimate tomorrow. 541-941-3736.
At Siskiyou Pump Service and Rotary Drilling Company, we provide well water services to your home and business from field to tap. Our drilling team will construct your water well, and our technicians at Siskiyou Pump Service can take it from there. With pump installation, water filtration systems, and installation of a holding tank if needed, Siskiyou Pump Service and Rotary Drilling Company are here for you with complete well water services from field to tap, serving the Rogue Valley for over 50 years. Visit us at siskiyoupump.com.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
He co-sponsored this Medicare for All bill, universal health care bill, with Bernie Sanders in the U.S. Senate. And now her campaign says, we don't know because she doesn't talk to anybody. And now they say, well, no, she doesn't support that anymore. He also called for an elimination of all private health insurance. Wow. We know that she has been bragging about Bidenomics. We know she lied about inflation, and it's only transitory. He was praising Bidenomics up until recently. I played that on TV last night. We played it on this radio show. Her own words and Tim Walz's own words are devastating to them if the American people only know about it. And this is now becoming a big problem.
The Sean Hannity Show, from coast to coast, later today.
You know, this is getting out of control. Our government is sinking $1 trillion in debt every 100 days. That's right, $1 trillion every 100 days. Do you want to bail the government out of debt? I didn't think so. I know I sure don't. This is Linda, and when I worry about the national debt, I turn to safe haven assets like gold and silver. And that's why we partnered with the highest-rated gold company, Goldco. They have earned over 5,000 five-star reviews from tens of thousands of happy customers who diversified their savings with gold and silver. Today, Goldco is offering you up to 8 years in free IRA fees plus 8% instant match in bonus silver with a qualified account. Call 855-815-GOLD for free IRA fees, bonus silver, free gold, and silver info kit. What are you waiting for? Safeguard your money with physical gold and silver before it's too late. That's what I did. Call 855-815-GOLD, 855-815-G-O-L-D. That's 855-815-GOLD.
This is News Talk 106.3 KMED, and you're waking up with the Bill Myers Show.
Wakey, wakey, 7:33. Catch up on the rest of the news here in just a moment. Commissioner John West joins me, because I think we need to explore a little bit more about the attempted, in my opinion, pecking to death of a pretty darn good county commissioner. Just my opinion. I don't live in Josephine County, so I'm not suffering or enduring the troubles that are there in the first place, but is giving you my opinion. I'm really suspicious at the timing of all of a sudden just an explosion of complaints that just happened to come out of nowhere. It's like all of a sudden everybody in Josephine County government and the government itself, you know, the elected officials, became horrible people just all of a sudden. Yeah, all of a sudden when they start talking about having the fact that they're going to have to cut positions because there ain't no money. COVID money's gone, and inflation is pushing prices up 8, 9, 10%, while money coming into the county is only going up 3% a year. Just saying. All right. So anyway, my spidey sense is just a little bit suspicious. But let us go on to a couple of emails of the day. Emails of the day sponsored by Dr. Steve Nelson and Central Point Family Dentistry. CentralPointFamilyDentistry.com. Freeman Way, next door to the Mazatlan Mexican restaurant, right down from McDonald's. Okay, so you know where you're going there. While you wait, crowns in many cases. In-house lab, talk to them about it. None of this waiting then for weeks and weeks and weeks in many cases. CentralPointFamilyDentistry.com. And we're going to give email of the day to Jim Bob, because he was writing me yesterday about RFK Jr. Now, we don't know if he's going to endorse Trump today, but might happen. We know he's going to be pulling out. That seems pretty clear. He says, Comrade Bill, I am perfectly happy with an RFK Jr. endorsement of President Trump. Personally, I would like to see RFK Jr. appointed as CIA director. I'd like to see everything declassified on the assassination of JFK, RFK Sr., MLK, Malcolm X, the attempted assassination of Ronald Reagan, and everything regarding the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. RFK Jr. has the appetite to complete that task. It's high time the American people learn the truth. Jim Bob, I think that's an interesting way of looking at that. On the talk of the scammers, a person responds, doesn't want the name used, but says scammers are not just lowlifes outside the United States. Local quasi-government agencies will take advantage. Case in point, Eagle Point Irrigation District illegally granting use of private land to grow special hemp, breaking state laws. That's really interesting. Please send me some more information about that. I'm not familiar with it. Terry on the Scammers. Bill, good morning. Sometime back, I ordered a beautiful, colorful sweatshirt on Facebook. Well, the shirt arrived, a thin, faded-out design and over $4,000 on my credit card. Yikes. Thankfully, the credit card company took care of the charges. When I mentioned this to a friend, she said she had a prepaid credit card with a small balance, $200 to $300, that she used for ordering online. I thought this was an excellent idea. I mentioned this to you once before, but our landline phone has a scam blocker. Anyone who calls us that is not in the directory we program has to give their name and press pound. 99% of the scammers utilize a recording to make contact. So far, recordings can't press pound. So far. The nice thing is the anti-scammer system keeps the phone from ringing until the caller has followed directions. If your name's already programmed into the phone, you're put through without the instructions. It's been very handy, and we love that. Terry also weighs in on RFK. I think Trump and Kennedy work two ways. RFK will bring some votes, but some of his supporters will turn away because they just don't like Trump. However, I think other voters might actually give some serious thought. Serious thought is what this election needs. I don't see any negative, and it will definitely make the election even more interesting, as it's been pretty boring so far. Laughing out loud. All right. Let's see. Sharon writes me, Bill, is it just me or does Walz look like a largemouth bass? I actually watched some of the speeches. I noticed one glaring thing when it should have been appropriate to chant. Never heard USA, USA. Instead, they chanted the names and phrases dropped on them. Names of the elitist leaders, not unlike another political party from the late 30s and 40s. Barry Sotoro's speech sounded like the last 3.5 years needed hope, and all that crap he brought us is in a Harris presidency. He made the statement that people don't need a college degree to get a government job. Well, he wanted free college for all. Cher Williams from Williams. Cher, I appreciate your writing. 737.
If you have an appliance that's giving you trouble, Just-In-Time Appliance is your fast and affordable mobile appliance repair, serving the Rogue Valley. Just-In-Time services and repairs all brands. Major appliances often can be repaired, extending their life and saving you money. So give Just-In-Time Appliance a no-obligation call for advice on whether it can be fixed with the best warranty around. Before you go to the expense of buying a new appliance, call Just-In-Time Appliance online at justintimeappliance.com.
All aboard!
The Oregon Coast Scenic Railroad is your opportunity to ride behind the living history of a historic locomotive engine along the beautiful Oregon coast. Book either the coastal excursion for the whole family or take that special someone on the romantic moonlight excursion that includes appetizers and refreshments. Secure your seats with the Oregon Coast Scenic Railroad now at OregonCoastScenic.org.
News is sponsored by Millett Construction, specializing in foundation repair and replacement. Get on solid ground by visiting MilletteConstruction.com.
From the KMED News Center, here's what's going on. Oregonians will be deciding on the complicated ranked choice voting system as ballot measure 117 goes in front of voters this fall. The Multnomah County Elections Office says that when Portland does its first go around with ranked choice voting in November, it will take weeks to determine who's actually going to be elected to a slew of city offices. The Medford city attorney is pushing back on a lawsuit filed by the ACLU claiming Medford police use social media sites and media reports to create files spying on non-criminal people who advocate for drug users and also are social justice protesters. City Attorney Eric Mitten says police aren't judging individuals' views, but addressing legitimate public safety concerns related to public rallies and protests. And speaking of this, one of the groups behind the lawsuit, Rogue Valley Pepper Shakers, interrupted U.S. Congressman Cliff Bent's town hall meeting this week, protesting against Israel and its war against Hamas. Bent supports Israel. Two of the protesters were arrested, but no charges were pressed. Bill London, KMED.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is proudly sponsored by Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros on Main Street in Phoenix.
Hi, it's Jolene with Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros. We've got summer savings on quality Continental tires. Through August, get a $110 Visa prepaid card in the mail when you purchase a set of qualifying tires for your truck, SUV, or van. And there's 16 different popular styles to choose from, including Cross Contact, 4x4 Contact, Terrain Contact, and Premium Contact. Continental is one of our most recommended tire brands, so if you need a set for your truck, SUV, or van, come see us at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros in Phoenix.
One of each, Forte VIN 807033, MSRP 21645, Sol VIN 920929, MSRP 21740, 3699, due 10K miles per year, zero security deposit, all incentives and discounts to dealer, plus tax, title, license, 150 registration, processing fee. Trading in a vehicle will not eliminate your debt. Negative equity applied to new loan balance ends 9224.
The summer of savings is here with new Kias from $139 a month at Kia Medford. Now is the best time to get into a new Kia. Shop our huge selection and save. Get a new 2024 Kia Forte LXS. For a new 2024 Kia Soul LX, just $139 a month lease, both for 24 months. Plus, once we make a deal at Kia Medford, we'll pay off your trade no matter how much you owe. Need credit? Go to KiaMedford.com to get pre-approved in less than 30 seconds with no effect on your credit score. Then find the Kia you really want, like new Fortes or Souls, just $139 a month. Don't miss the summer of savings going on right now at Kia Medford. Click KiaMedford.com.
The song Our House by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young only reached number 30 on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1970, but it stands the test of time. If you have a very, very, very fine house, Millett Construction wants to help you keep it that way. So if the vase that you bought today looks a bit tilted on the table, it might be a sloping floor due to a shifting foundation. Call Millett Construction for an inspection and estimate to permanently correct the issue so your house stands the test of time, too. MillettConstruction.com.
Hi, I'm Amber Rose with Siskiyou Pump Service, and I'm on KMED.
By the way, some news coming out now that five Secret Service agents, at least five Secret Service agents involved with protecting Trump at the Butler, Pennsylvania assassination attempt have been put on leave. One of them, an actual Trump detail agent, put on leave, and four Secret Service agents from the Pittsburgh office, apparently. So where that goes, well, we'll try to keep you up on it, but just thought you should at least know about that. Also, another piece of interesting news is the Supreme Court has approved the state of Alaska being allowed to put on the ballot repealing ranked choice voting. Now, you just heard Bill London talk about in the news a minute ago how we're getting a chance to vote on ranked choice voting, which will make voting so complex that it would take weeks in many cases to know who actually won. You know, and so I think what happened a number of years ago is that Sarah Palin actually got the most votes when they were when she was running for Congress, but with ranked choice voting, she ended up losing to someone who got fewer votes, but maybe more second or third choice votes. It's very complex, which is another reason why every time they come up with voting reform here out of the state of Oregon, you know everything about the state of Oregon is about making voting ridiculous for the most part, from vote by mail to motor voter, so we can have foreign nationals mail ballots. I mean, this is all coming out of the Secretary of State's office. Just say no, okay? Just say no to all of this ranked choice voting. You don't want to go there. You really don't want to go there, okay? I find it interesting that the state legislature exempted itself from the ranked choice voting measure put before the voters because even they didn't want ranked choice voting for themselves, but they want it for everybody else. That should tell you everything. Speaks volumes. Okay. Speaking of the vote, there is a vote to, well, at least they're trying to get a petition going up in Josephine County to recall Commissioner John West. And I have some real suspicions about the stinkiness going on in Josephine County around this recall and the bully violations and all the rest of it. And I don't have a dog in this fight other than the fact I think John West is a decent guy. And John, you are welcome back anytime here. And let's talk about the strange explosion of complaints. All of a sudden, everything that is going on in Josephine County, you just became a horrible person like overnight. It's quite interesting. Could you tell me what's going on with that?
Well, Bill, thank you for allowing me to be on and speak to the listeners. You know, it's amazing. I received over 22,000 votes. Second highest, I believe, in Josephine County. The citizens wanted somebody who wasn't a politician to come in and as a small business owner and try to change the way government was. So government works for the people instead of people working for the government. And so as we tried to do that, the pushback started. So what happened was...
Well, the pushback against what, though? What do you think was the pushback over? Is this just because of the obvious fact that Josephine County's out of money and is going to have to trim some sales here in the near future?
Well, it's a combination of trimming money and power. Over the years, it's been allowed for the workers of Josephine County, and I shouldn't say workers. It's been allowed for a select few to try to run the county, try to run shot over the commissioners, and in some part, it's happened. Because of some poor leadership in the past. And now that the commissioners are doing their job, and now that the commissioners are following the charter, and we're actually doing common sense approach and saving the taxpayers potentially millions of dollars, and so they don't have to look to their pocket. Government's going to be self-sufficient, at least for a while, as long as we can. Those departments don't like it.
So we have departments then that are filing complaints. Do we just have full departments that file complaints here? I'm just curious how this actually works. Because remember, you're going to have to explain it to me, please.
Okay, so we have an ex-HR director who no longer works for us, works at Jackson County. He's filing ethics complaints and helping to try to file bogus Boley complaint.
And that's the Bureau of Labor and Industries complaint.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And he's working with multiple departments. And so when you just put a subject matter that is a subject of the people and the commissioners, you put that on, they want to file an ethics charge or a Boley complaint because they don't want you calling them in just to discuss something. Nobody's in trouble here. They just don't want no change. They don't want no discussion. And so, I mean, I've got these massive amounts of ethics charges that are being dismissed daily. I just sat through a hearing yesterday. And
okay, how many Boley charges are against you right now, Commissioner?
I really don't know. I just know that they're because that Boley doesn't. They don't tell you. I just know that they've been filed. I've got a notice that there's been filed from our HR director or, I get bits and pieces. And so I really don't know exactly how many Boley claims there is. I did see one that had five subject matters on it. And one of the Boley claims was that you told somebody not to pay their code enforcement citation.
Oh, okay. So you were talking to a citizen who was being fined by code enforcement, and code enforcement files a Boley complaint? Did code enforcement do this, or did someone else do it?
Someone else did it.
Oh.
But that is the complaint to Boley that I told a citizen not to pay their code enforcement violation.
Okay, now why did you tell the citizen not to pay the code enforcement violation? I'm trying to figure out where they come up with a Bureau of Labor and Industries complaint for. Please, why did you tell the citizen to do this?
So the citizen said, hey, I got this notice that I owe this money to code enforcement. And I said, in my opinion, you don't owe the money. You followed state and federal law. And that this citation is against state and federal law. And I said, you need to appeal it and let us look at it. And so I told him the procedure to go through. And I said, but I would not pay it until you go through the procedure and let the board decide whether you owe it or not. And so, that's an automatic Boley. That has nothing to do with Boley.
Okay. Well, what I'm wondering, though, if someone files a complaint there because they're looking at departments, like the authority of departments are being undermined if you end up raising an issue that something could be appealed, where it's like the departments think that they run Josephine government, rather than the elected representatives of the people, the county commission. This is my suspicion here, John. Is this what we're looking at here when we see a bully complaint when you tell someone not to pay the fine and then appeal it?
That's exactly what's going on. I work for the citizen. The department heads and directors work for the Board of County Commissioners. They have everything backwards. You know, we are the avenue for the citizen to come to and say, listen, we feel like we're being mistreated by government, and here's our reasoning. And then that's our job, is to protect the citizen, and but also run the government. So we got, it's kind of twofold, but, you know, we're the only avenue. If a citizen goes to a department, how many times does the department say, oh, I agree with you, you're right.
Uh-huh.
I don't have citizens ever tell me that, hardly. And so they have the avenue of bringing it to the Board of County Commissioners. But, you know, it is not an ethics. It's not a bully. It is less. So what they've done here is they said, listen, let's use these tools in the toolbox to weaponize this and to try to use this for this recall that, oh, he's such a terrible guy. He's got all these ethics charges and all these Bureau of Labor Industry claims, but none of them have any validity.
In other words, the accusation is the conviction within the editorial page of the Daily Courier, for one. I think that's certainly one of them. I noticed that that we were mentioned, the conversation we had earlier about this. And I'm surprised that that the journalists of Josephine County wouldn't be a little more curious about the strange timing of the explosion of complaints. Wouldn't you?
Well, that. But you know what else, Bill, is amazing? Here we go. Lily Morgan of Gold Hill, county manager, uses the same exact talking point. She is making the same claims. Oh, he's got multiple ethics charges. He's got multiple Bureau of Labor claims. And let's go back and look at her record while she was county commissioner. Let's look at all the complaints for bullying, complaints for that was filed against her.
Well, I know that there's a city councilor, and that I was watching Newswatch 12 last night, and they had a story that Janet Wilson ended up quitting the Gold Hill City Council, and she was claiming that that Lily was bullying her. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't know how Lily could bully her because she's hired help to the county to the city council. Though I'm a little confused about that story, though. Could you?
Well, I'm not.
You're not?
Because I'm not.
I mean, she's the lead petition to get you recalled. She's on the lead petitioner. She's the lead petitioner. Yeah.
Well, she never thought this was going to come out. She didn't think this out. And, you know, I look at the lead petitioner, Lily, when she filed it in the courthouse, and they show a picture of all those people. Guess who's standing in the back?
Who?
Pat Fahey, who's running for county commissioner. Seat number three. And guess who come to my office several months back? Pat Fahey. And you know what he wanted?
What?
He asked me to cut a deal with him to give him my word that I would vote for a county manager. And do you know who he supports for county manager?
Lily Morgan?
Lily Morgan.
Lily Morgan. Okay. All right. Okay.
So look at the web, and I told him no. I said, I don't make deals. I work for the people. And so he left. And so guess what? If they can get me out of the way, now this is
I know it's not Conspiracy Theory Thursday. So this is your political theory of Friday. Okay. So where do you think they want to take this?
So if I get in and another person gets in, they're not going to be able to control the county and do what they want. So they're doubling down. Okay, so if we get John recalled and another person that don't agree with everything we want to do, we'll be able to own the seats because we'll be able to help appoint. We'll penetrate this. And so this is what's happening.
And then the goal, though, is then, in your opinion, to get people on the board that will be in favor of having a county administrator, which could be done by a vote of the commission. The commissioners could have a county administrator if they wanted to. You didn't need to do a charter change like they were trying to do a little bit earlier, right? So you're thinking about this. And then the offer is then made to the current Gold Hill city manager to come in. Okay.
That is exactly where I think this whole mess turns from.
And what better way to get John out is that all of a sudden we have to have bully complaints and we have to have ethics complaints. In other words, it's a peck to death kind of thing where we take the complaint system and weaponize it politically. Interesting theory. Interesting.
I don't even know how many ethics charges that are filed against me, because I'm sitting in a meeting, having a meeting for the people, doing the people's work at Josephine County, and I get out of it. Oh, you just got a new ethics violation. I said, for what? Because you had a meeting. I said, but it's an open meeting. Oh, yeah, well, some department head doesn't like it. So I said, what's their complaint? Oh, don't worry about it. It's nothing legit.
Uh-huh.
It's just a new ethics violation. And so yesterday when we had that hearing, that it was about whether I benefit from having a discussion about fees. We did not make a decision. We just had a discussion on what does fees cost the people, what are these fees, why are they being charged, should the people be charged these fees? And because I had that discussion, I got ethics charges filed.
That absolutely makes no sense.
No, the ethics person who was in charge of that, he said, but you didn't. He said, I watched the video. You didn't make a decision. He said it was just a discussion.
You are allowed to have discussions in county government. In fact, I think that's the purpose of you all getting together and having discussions
in an open meeting to the public. But so department heads and ex HR director, they file these ethics violations, and it's to slow me down. But you know what this does? It can go to our insurance company of the county and cost the taxpayers tens of thousands of dollars to be represented over bogus complaints to try to keep the commissioners off base from doing their job that the people elected them to do.
It is looking like a pretty sordid response right now. See, what concerns me most of all, and I've seen this trend, this is why, and I know that, Jackson County is professionally run. I get that. And I know, Danny's done a pretty good job here for us, and Josephine County doesn't have that kind of money and has chosen a different pathway, a much poorer county, rather, as the case might be. But this whole idea of, that department heads think that they are the ones that are to run the county, that bothers me. And I've seen a lot of trend in which the inmates think that they're the ones in charge of the asylum. And I think there's a little bit of that going on. Not saying that all county workers are that way, but there's something very, very odd, going on in some of these departments. If this is what's coming out, you put somebody on an agenda and then all of a sudden the complaints come out. That there's something really wrong there, John. There really is.
Well, for today, I had the information pulled. An average director, average cost, $201,398 is the average cost per director gets. That's their whole package of what they get paid, their benefits, and everything. That's what it costs the Josephine County taxpayers. $201,390. That's the average cost of a director.
Now, I'm just wondering, when you guys ended up hiring Michael Sellers a few months ago, right? And there was a controversy about that because, he was Herman's friend or, had worked with him in the state legislature. But he ended up taking over for two department heads. He was IT. He was doing both IT and then emergency manager. Right.
So, yeah, we combined the two departments, got rid of a director. And at that time, we were able to save $95,000 right off the top.
Is this why your departments are at war with the commission? Because they're probably going to have to see more of this just because of mathematics going on in Joe County.
We just did it yesterday. We combined HR and finance yesterday together. And that saved a minimum right off the top, $41,000 right off the top. Do you know that if we had that $41,000 and was able to shift that over to our veterans program, that would have paid for another half person and helped the veterans program dramatically? These are the things that we're doing. We're trying to save money. We're trying to where programs. We got a county clerk who wanted to fill a position, and she's overwhelmed at times. And with elections and everything, we didn't have the money. But if we save some of this money and combine some stuff, we can get the department's help that needs it the most.
Yeah, you have fewer directors and more actual workers is what you're going to have to do or trying to do, right?
Exactly. So yesterday we used to have this years ago, way before our time, all of us commissioners, but we used to have a motor pool. Do you know we have 269 vehicles in Josephine County? And so we're looking at going, well, why do we have all these vehicles? And so our fleet manager director comes in and he says, well, you know, you got this vehicle that only gets 1,000 miles a year, a $50,000 vehicle that only gets 1,000 miles a year. It's sitting there. The tires are rotting off of it. It sits for months at a time. That may not even move. And so we said, listen, let's try to cut out 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 vehicles, get rid of them. We save that $50,000 per vehicle. Now we save the insurance. We save everything. We could save millions of dollars and go to a motor pool. And listen, if you only need a vehicle once a month, you check it out.
Yeah, you just check the vehicle out, the car, the truck, whatever it is, and then put it back in. All right, rather than every department having its own fleet of vehicles is what you're trying to get rid of.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Okay.
They got a fleet of vehicles that sit there and the taxpayer drive by and go, man, them vehicles never run. That's the taxpayer's money. So what we're doing is we're saying, listen, we're gonna be more prudent. We're gonna come in here. We're gonna cut costs. We're gonna get the money savings. We are in a contraction mode. We have to figure out how to save money instead of cutting services to the people. Let's cut out all the fat, all the things we don't need.
But, hey, I get that. But you see, this is what's causing then all of a sudden the departments are now saying, well, they're coming after our directors or whatever the case might be because, you know, you're talking about leaning and having maybe what a director would run one department that might be running two. Right. And so you're having to save the money. And so they're using the system to go to war against the commission these days. At least that's what it looks like from my view.
They are because they want to protect their own interest over the citizens. And we said our job is to protect the citizens' interest, not ours or yours. And so they don't like it. You take Michael Sellers. He got hired. He's got a master's in cybersecurity. He's got every single thing that you could ask for, and we did ask for. And he also has every one of his ISO ratings for fire, for all the things that goes on here. And he met all the requirements. And so here we are. We have a emergency manager. And so we said, listen, we combine the two departments. This makes sense. We save money. He has all the qualifications for both. It is working flawlessly. It is working. But nope, Lily says, oh, it's put us at risk. It has not put us at risk.
But she has a dog in the fight because ultimately, according to that meeting you had with Pat Fahey, Pat Fahey wanted you to cut a deal to get Lily Morgan in eventually as a county administrator. So she has a dog in the fight. So when she this is not right. This is not right.
So she works with a disgruntled citizen who wanted to try to figure out how to take over county property, And so now they make up all these bogus complaints about this mining that was going to bring all this money to the sheriff's office, which it can't because it was forestry ground. It cannot go to the sheriff's department. They bring up all these bogus complaints. Oh, it would have created $3.1 million a year. No, it wouldn't, because we asked for the royalty for 1 year or 2 years up front, and they said, we're not even sure you're going to get a penny. Oh, well, then how's it going to create $3.1 million? We would have sold them that 80 acres for $3 million, which with the county would have come out double its value. And they said, oh, there's $60 million of gold reserves. And I said, okay, then buy it for $3 million. Oh, well, we're not guaranteed we're going to get any money out of gold reserves.
Okay. All right. It's I appreciate you coming on. And I would hope that journalists in Josephine County would be a little more curious about what is driving the dog in the fight politics going on behind the scene here. Whether you like Republicans or Democrats or whatever the case might be, this is not looking right. Not looking right. Thank you for explaining this, Commissioner. Okay.
Yeah, you know, Bill. Finally, the board is following the charter. They're doing the work of the people. They are just trying to be fiscally conservative and taking the money that the people has given them and use it to their best interest and use it to and get the fullest amount of service for the people there is. And we're getting pushback.
Well, it's because you're breaking some rice bowls, as they say. It's potentially breaking rice bowls about some people in Josephine County government. That's really what it comes down to. You're breaking the rice bowls. You might have to because, well, the thing is you can't print money. You're not like the federal government. You can't print COVID money for Josephine County and magically come up with more. It just doesn't happen, okay?
It doesn't. We cut $11 million out of the budget this last year, and if we can start saving money now, the budget's going to have to shrink again this next budget year. And if we start now, we're way ahead of the game. I have people in government says, oh, well, the money's already budgeted for another year. It doesn't mean we got to spend it, Bill. It means that we need to be smarter with what we have and prepare for the future so we can continue a good service to the people because they deserve it. It's their money paying for it.
All right, John. Commissioner John West of Josephine County, I appreciate you digging into this. I guess my suspicions were unfortunately more correct than I wanted them to be. But anyway, be well, John. You're welcome back anytime. Because like I said, there is really a war against against some public employees and the board. And this is not a great place to be right now because the people elected you. They did not elect some of these workers. Okay. That's just kind of the way I look at that. Now, I don't know if I say something like that. Is that a bully violation? If you were to say something like that, I don't know. Is that the way this works?
In this times that we're in, Bill, I don't even know if you're allowed to say anything because anything is construed as, oh, you know, you're making a claim. We're not after anyone. We're just trying to do the work of the people.
Yeah, you're not after anyone, but the fact of the matter is if you have to contract, some people are probably going to have to be laid off. That's just the way it is. That's just, it's mathematics. It's a math problem that you're dealing with.
Yeah, it's not about anyone personal. It's not about anything personal. It's just, we got to make decisions, hard decisions. Do we like it? No, no one likes it. But that's why we were put in that position. I have people tell me every day, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you do it because you make a decision, this person don't like it. You make a decision, this person don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot make everyone happy, and you have to do with the best information, the best facts you have, and you try to follow the law, and you do everything right, and there's still an avenue to shoot darts at you.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner West. We'll have you back, okay? You be well. Thanks
okay,
again.
Okay, thank you.
It ran a little bit long on this one, but I wanted to hear it all, okay? This is KMED, KMED HD1, Eagle Point, Medford, KBXG, Grants Pass. This is the Bill Myers Show, and I know that Scott Stoddard can only say some Medford talk show host, but yeah, Scott, I'll mention your name. Scott, I would hope that you would be a little more curious at the Daily Courier about what's really going on behind the scenes there. I mean, I mean this sincerely, and not looking at things through just a purely partisan lens. There are some real issues, some math problems going on in Josephine County, and it sure appears to me that there are just people trying to do their best to push their political agenda via this budgeting process. But anyway, we can talk about that if you want. 770-5633. It's open phones for the rest of this hour.
You know what annoys me? Name dropping.